N2T N0TR mobile. N0TR.
I taped the mic into the microphone and I had my jacket caught in my seatbelt holder so I couldn't reach it. Good morning, Tom. W2T mobile.
When you get older, Rusty. how you doing today? Bernice is with me, and I just got home from the doctor's office and got me a rejuvenating shot of cortisone in my right arm, and she wanted to go to Lowe's, so I said, let's just go right now while I got my Sunday go-to-meeting clothes on.
Well, that's a good deal. That's a good deal. And I guess the doctor said you were going to live a little while longer since all he did was shoot you and send you home. So, that's always a good thing. Yeah, I'm headed up to Publix. So I got a few things on sale that I want to pick up. And I figure I'd go up there and see if I can go by this gas station up here where I went by the other day and had a price of $9.99 a gallon for their gas on their sign.
Give it time. Unfortunately. Yeah, I x-rayed my neck, and I don't know why, but they did, and I said, what's that look like? She said, a car wreck, and it looked like it's been in a car wreck, and it was all messed up. There's nothing I can do there. And then they x-rayed my shoulder, said it looked pretty good, but it's been in pain, but I had it operated on years ago. And I got to go back in about 6 weeks, and I'm going to take a look at my left hip. I think I need an overhaul.
The new $6 billion man, of course, at prices these days, you'd be the $10 million man. And now that $10 gas price was up here at the 7-Eleven, where their sign is completely blank today. They're remodeling the 7-Eleven with all of new, putting all the new gas pumps and new tanks in the ground and taking all the old stuff out. So the station is closed insofar as gas. It's a convenience store. So, but I come along here the other day and saw that sign that said $9.99 a gallon. So, yeah, they're digging up their parking lot because they're taking out the old tanks and putting new ones in and taking out all the old gas pumps and putting new one of those in and everything else. So, anyway, but, you'll be the next bionic man, you know?
Yeah, I probably already am. I got enough screws and things in me to justify that estimation. But, well, you know, Bernice and I, we don't usually watch the news this morning in Fox News, which is over and over the same thing. So I switched over to the network, which is the first time in, eons that I even looked at it. And they had some pretty good stories on there, but they had this one black gentleman, and he got the COVID before they really knew what it was. And this guy, to this day, he has to have oxygen on him 24 hours a day. And just can't hardly even walk. You talk about debilitating, man. It really done him a job.
Sure, some of those are. And everything like that, but, you know, it's what happens. It can sneak up on you and everything else like that. Well, I have arrived at my favorite grocery store, my Publix, and I'm going to go in and pick up the items I need and then head back to the house. This afternoon, I'm going to put a steak I've had marinating for about two and a half weeks now, unpack it and put it in the air fryer and let that cook this afternoon. So that's going to be my late lunch, early supper tonight before I go to choir practice and then back to call HFNet tonight. So anyway, I'll talk to you later. You and Bernice, be careful out there, and hello to Bernice, and we'll talk to both of you later. N0TR, W2T.
Okay, Rusty. Well, I just was going to ask you, what kind of snake was that for supper? Rattlesnake or what? But seems how you're gone now. Talk to you later. W2T and 0TR clear.